This structure, built for the 1936 Texas Centennial Exposition, today goes by a rather inglorious name, the Swine Building. But it is not just one of the 30 historic structures in Fair Park remaining from that exposition. It is the building many experts consider the best example of that fair's groundbreaking Texanic style. Called at the time Livestock Building No. 2, the building consists of hollow clay tiles and concrete. Its recessed and coffered concrete ceilings, its inset concrete screens, and the clean lines of its projecting concrete slabs and ledges reflect excellent craftsmanship for poured-in-place concrete work. Perhaps the primary reason, though, that the building is so esteemed by architects is that it is most untouched of all the buildings remaining from the 1936 exposition. The doors, interior animal pens, light fixtures, the windows, and even the paint from 1936 are all still visible. Exposition architect George Dahl painted the building's interior walls and columns one of his favorite colors, pumpkin. He then accented this pumpkin hue with yellow. The historic paints that you can still see today are lime wash paints that chemically bond to the concrete. If you look in those areas of the building that received the least amount of light, you can really see what the original pumpkin color looked like. The building originally housed swine on one side of the central arena space with sheep and goats on the other. The goats were located on the south side, where a corner picture window displayed milking parlor that produced goat's milk. This display area today is a wooden shed used during the state fair. Originally, the building also featured dormitories on its second floor. These were for the men and boys who came to Dallas to take care of the animals. If you ever rent the film State Fair, pay close attention to the hog competition scenes. The director filmed that part of the movie right here in the Swine Building. Today, this historic building houses the award-winning swine showcased here during the State Fair of Texas. Be sure you don't miss the separate tour stop that provides interesting details about that very odd animal-like figure projecting from the front of the building. It has an interesting story to tell as well. Ron Corning, Channel 8 News, Fair Park.